With 32 countries competing in the month-long tournament, it's one of the world's largest sporting events. And when one country scores a goal or comes close to scoring one, the roar is heard around the world.
Now, those fans are nearly 7,000 kilometers away in Recife, Brazil. But if you listen closely, you might hear those cheering fans right here in the heart of Washington, D.C.
At Public Bar in DuPont Circle, it's standing room only for the lunchtime crowd gathered for the U.S.-Germany game. Manager John Gliatta says it's the biggest crowd he's seen in 2 months. And with so many customers, he's doing double duty in the kitchen, making sure everyone gets their orders.
Tons. Beer, chicken wings. You got to come down and check them out. They're awesome. So the American team doing very well right now, so it keeps the business going.
At this Buffalo Wild Wings location in New York, traffic has more than tripled on game day. Manager Jackie Alberici says the restaurant sold more than 5,000 chicken wings the night the U.S. beat Ghana.
Overall, we are expecting a higher check average per table that comes in. As far as chicken wing sales go, we're looking at anywhere between a 20 and 30% increase.
With most of the key matches falling between 12 and 6 p.m. on the U.S. East Coast, these businesses have lunchtime office crowds to thank. But don't tell the boss.
No. I am working.
Do you have work right now?
Yeah, actually, these are all my coworkers.
All work buddies?
Yeah, having a great time.
But the competition for these working fans is intense. Many restaurants are relying on social networks to tell patrons about their World Cup specials. Some estimates report ad spending during the World Cup will generate more than $1.5 billion, with the bulk of the spending benefiting North America and Western Europe. For local pubs and restaurants, it's money well spent. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.